Evening, everyone. I just thought I'd come on here and boo about a really annoying experience I had this evening. Basically, I had a problem with using my card on a website. It was declined, and I knew there was funds in the account. After trying to use it, I got one of those random automated fraud calls where you have to ring this number and verify that payments belong to you, which I did. So I tried again, having done that, to use my card, and it was declined again. So I thought, what the heck is going on here? So I rang my bank, which is Barclays, incidentally, and got through to a really nice Premier banker. And they put me through to fraud. Well, tried to. Couldn't get through for so long that they rang me back when they got through. And once I got through to fraud, I got this lady at the other end of the line who, to be honest, could barely speak English. I had difficulty understanding her to begin with. And there were great long silences on the call while she was trying to access my account and so on. She just didn't seem to know what she was doing. And then she started, for their security, to ask me random questions about payments I'd made from the account, which is fine. But the answers I was giving her, she said, were incorrect, when I knew they were correct. Companies' names and things like that. So I said to her, "I'm sorry, I'm totally blind, so I cannot read bank statements to give you an exact name, because sometimes, as I'm sure you know, that the overall management company of a business is not the same as the shop name. So it goes through under a slightly different entry on your bank statement." She just didn't grasp what I was trying to say and asked me more of the same questions and then told me I'd failed security. And I said, "Look, I'm trying to explain to you that I cannot see to read the statement." And she just did not take it in. And I was getting more and more angry because she wasn't trying to help me. She was being, it was as if she couldn't understand what I was trying to get across. I even got to the point of saying my eyes are broken at one point to try and get her to grasp. And she still didn't grasp it. And I'm sorry, I've never lost it so much on a phone call as I did. Jess is laughing about it now, but I think she was sitting here thinking, "What the hell is he doing?
He was scared to death."
I actually swore. I used the F word because I was so angry, which is just not like me. I'm a really calm guy. I don't do that. But I was so angry with this woman not understanding me. And in the end, I asked a supervisor to call me back, which they didn't. So I rang again and spoke to and explained what had happened to another Premier advisor who stayed online with me and put me through to someone in fraud who could speak better English. He was still, a foreign extraction, but he could speak English. You know, he could...
Origin.
Yeah, origin even, whatever. And he was brilliant. He looked at it. He asked me a question I could answer when I explained my difficulty, a general question that I could answer. And then he explained that they've sorted my card, it had been refreshed, and I'd be okay to make the payment now. And sure enough, I was.
So he didn't misunderstand the fact you couldn't
see? No, he knew I couldn't see, and he understood and everything. But I just felt so humiliated, belittled, and at the same time, to have to say my eyes are broken to someone. I'm sorry. There's something wrong when a bank puts someone in customer services on a phone line that cannot grasp what you're trying to say. Whether it be because they've got a language problem or whatever, they shouldn't be in that position. I've never ever got so angry on a phone line in my life. It was awful. I was actually quite jittery when I came off the phone because I'd been so angry. I don't get angry like that. I just don't. But the fact that I was being told to go into my branch to resolve the issue in icy weather just because she couldn't understand me and help and grasp what I was trying to say, I just lost it.
I was all for going getting that bottle of wine.
I completely lost it. Timmy. So honestly, I'm fine, and I'm still coping okay with having no guide dog, still waiting to hear, and using my cane in the meantime. But oh dear, I just got so shut up for you. I got so angry, and we're late having our Chinese we were going to order as a result of them idiots, because I was hanging around so long trying to resolve this. Oh dear. And then the Premier banker I spoke to the second time actually rang me back afterwards to make sure I was okay and got it sorted. She couldn't have been nicer. So it just shows, it depends who you get. But, oh, my goodness. I've never sworn like that on the phone before. I was shouting. Jess said my voice was going higher and higher pitched. I was so angry. I'm a calm guy. I don't do things like that. Oh, I did tonight.
Now I do.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you all the experience I had. You wouldn't have believed hearing it if you'd heard the way I went on. It's just not me. I think I'll go and take some Valium. No, not really. No. I'm fine now. I think we'll have some wine later, though. But there, dear me. Right, hopefully I won't have an experience like that on the phone for some time to come. I think it's just one of my pet hates. Having worked, as I did a number of years ago, in customer services and answering phones, and the standard that we were made to be at with customers, and I see what goes on now, and people just don't care anymore. It's so... stands out so much when you get good customer service now. It shouldn't be like that. Now, it used to be stood out when you got bad customer service. Now it stands out when you get excellent customer service. It's so rare. Anyway, I'm digressing. I've calmed down now. I'm just thought I'd tell you all what happened and give you a laugh or a smile or make you think, yeah, I've been through that. I know exactly what you're talking about. But either way, anyway, I hope you found my boo entertaining. And if you want to come out with some comments, please do, and it's always good to hear from people. But yes, I'm fine now. I've calmed down.
Serenity prevails.
Yes. So take care, everyone, and have a good evening. Bye.